So I'm going to talk over or something.
Charlotte.
Yeah?
You and
Yeah. So I can't help, we can't finish together.
Sure.
Although,
I've got my
marker signed
it now.
Thank you.
Do you
want to move? Yeah, actually I would. I've got a terrible taste in my mouth, so that's really good.
It opens from this top.
Okay. Yeah. So I was wondering when you offered this, was it really that bad from this distance?
No.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know what book you use for Advanced Visual Basic?
The one I used was the continuation of this. And Pat and somebody else in that class told me it was terrible. So I'm going to look for a different book, but I haven't got around to it yet. Because...
I'm not taking this at all.
Huh?
I'm not having it.
Oh, you're not taking it in the summer?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Yes, we're going
to. Okay, then that's fine.
I was just going to see if I can.
The second part of this, is that available in the summer?
Everything that I teach is available every season if you are happy with distance learning. Everything that I teach can be taken under that CIS 283 umbrella.
But advanced is always that, though, right?
Yeah, it's always online.
It's always online.
Because we don't get enough people to take it. But anything that I teach is available any season, basically.
Oh, yeah. Just go into that 283.
Just go into the 283 and you can take it. And what I do is basically, you know, I've got one person taking Oracle this semester. That's fine. He's getting exactly what I taught last semester.
Yeah.
I mean, because I did the Oracle class in the fall, I'm not making changes to it. He's just going through what I did in the fall. And that way he can listen to the tapes.
Yeah.
And, you know, hear what I did in the fall. And it works just fine. Okay. Now, we're going to finish up with maintenance, actually, probably next Tuesday. Because I'm playing around with some stuff, and I'll show it to you next Tuesday. So we're going to look at the maintenance kind of thing. So the first one is the, that's the adder record we did in class. The first thing I'm going to look at, actually, is... Yeah, right. I'll get there eventually.
Okay,
the examples. There we have it. I knew we'd get there. We're going to look at look up add, and then we're going to look up add delete. So those are the two that I want to bring up. Pat and I figured out how to make the font bigger. If you are persistent enough, and I'm never that persistent, if you go in under tools and you'll dig down 20 layers, you can change almost anything. Example, putting line numbers on. If you want line numbers, if you go in under tools and then scroll around long enough, you can actually figure out how to do it. Or what I do is Google it and then follow the directions they give me. But you can essentially do most anything of changing look and everything with under tools if you're persistent enough. So, where am I?
The one we're using today is add.
The add delete that we started looking at last. No. First, we're going to look up the lookup add that I started last time.
Okay.
And then we're going to do the add delete.
All
right. Okay. So this time, last time, we looked at the load module and went through that sort of stuff. This time, I want to just go through some of the other stuff that I have on here. And I think it works better with this light off, so I'm going to go turn off the light. Okay, thank you. Okay, so again, if I tell it to start, It eventually will. Okay. Patience is a virtue.
It only takes 12 minutes.
It took a long time last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if this was a real database? And actually had more than 5 records on it?
Oh, this thing would crash every time you ran it.
Oh, right. Okay, so what I've got there is I'm using all 3 tables. And when we looked at the setup, I had set up data tables for all 3 tables. So I have the donation table, the drive table, and the donor table. Okay, the donor table is giving me the information about ID and name. The drive table is giving me information about the drive. And then I'm going to have the ability to add to the donation table. And that's what we talked about, that I needed to have the command builder, because if I don't have the command builder, I can't make changes to the database. Okay? So, it is our class, Brian.
I am confused.
Well, the tutoring is going on back there, so why don't you come up here, and he's got your seat. Which is the other thing that confused him.
You're tutoring up front. Raise your hand. Okay, good.
Okay. No, he came in and saw extra people and somebody in his seat, and he decided he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's Thursday, right?
You're right. And it is 12:30, right? Okay, so anyway, so I'm going to now pick the shelter drive, and so I picked shelter drive from there, and so now I'm coming in over here, and when I say get ID and drive number, it is going to move them over. So I said get ID and drive number, then I said okay, put in the date. Whoops, I'm meant to hit hyphens here. Is that the order for the date? And I don't think we have a year. There we go. And the amount of the contribution is $500. And then if I say,
That's what you have to put the date in?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I think I put it in wrong. That's why I asked you. Is it 10-10? I hate dates.
I've seen it all different ways. But
I hate dates.
Do you have to use the dashes, though? You can't use, like, the colon slash?
I think you can use the slash, too. Let's see. Let's see what it does. Didn't crash. That's a good thing. Okay. So it seems to have worked. Okay, so basically what I wanted to look at is some of the kind of interesting things in this. First of all, if I can find it. Yeah, okay, I will be able to find it in a moment. I really will. Okay. This is the fill combo routine that I'm doing. What I want to do is for the drive. Okay, this is my combo box where I was able to select which drive I wanted. So I said, okay, I want the drive name. I want to display the drive name. But the value that I want to keep is the drive number. So, CVO drive is going to display the drive name, and it's using drive DP as its source. And it's displaying drive name, but it is going to keep the value of drive number. It's going to keep as its value drive number. So that means that when I go down below and I want to put it in the box, I come down here And I am saying, over on the side where I wanted to go, use the selected value. So I'm saying take the selected value and put it in the text add drive. Which I think is really kind of a neat thing that I can do. So basically, again, what I'm doing is saying display the drive name, but the value is the drive number. Okay? And so I have CBO drive, it has display number, and it has value number. So I can display one thing and have the value as something else. Okay? So that means that when I come down here, I can do and say, just take the selected value and put it in that text box. Okay? So I am putting the selected value in the text box. And I think that's a really good thing, because what I can do, as I said, is pick one of these. So I'm seeing the display. I'm seeing the display number here. These are the display numbers, because it's displaying the name. But when I pick that display and say, okay, now get the ID and drive, it gets the value. Because it's the value that I want to write out onto the table. But I want people to be able to pick by name, but then I want to use the value to write it out. And as I said, I think that's kind of neat. You know, kind of a neat approach to it. Now, what I originally was going to do was far more convoluted. Okay? So I had originally decided I was going to set up a structure and set up an array and set up all kinds of things. And I left some of those in just to kind of comment on the fact of what they are. For example, there's the structure. So I said I have a structure called ID number name. And it's made up of ID number, and I called it A ID number. And it's made up of name, and I called it A name. And then I said, okay, now I want to set up an array that's going to be called the ID name array, and it's going to have the structure of ID number name. So that means that in the array, I am setting it up with both an ID and a name. Okay. And as I said, I never ended up using these things, but what my original plan was that I was going to do it, and then I said, no, I'm going to leave those there, because that kind of lets me come back and talk about that again. And so if I go down, what I was doing when I was going to do that is I was setting up the array, and I was saying put 123 in the ID name array in the AID number part, and 124 and 125, and put the names in the A name part. And so that was my original plan, and then I was going to then be able to display the name and bring out the number. And then I said, wait a minute, there's a better way of doing that. Okay, but that was what I was originally, was to use a search. So I was originally going to use a search, let them pick a name, and then I was going to do a search and come up with a number that is associated with that name. Okay, so again, I've got my structure. The ID number name array has the structure that includes ID and name. And so when I refer to an element, I say ID name array is the zeroth element, but take the part that's the AID number. Take the part that's the A name. Okay? So that shows you, again, how you can set up. So again, looking back up there, I have an array that says it has this structure. And so once I've said the array has the structure, that means the array has both an AID number and an A name.
Okay. So that was, as I said, my goal there, my original plan, and then I decided other things would be better. So as I said, I was going to put these in the combo box, and then I was going to go do a search on matching and find them. But those were what was going to be in the combo box. And then the drive was going to be gotten by going in and saying, go to ID number array, take the thing that was selected in the combo box, and take the AID number that goes with that. But now I'm using just selected value. Okay. So those are ways that I could have done that. We looked at the ad last time, and you went ahead and did the ad last time. Okay. And this basically created a new record, and then we set up the new record and wrote it. And again, my point here is that this add only adds it into memory. I have to do the update to actually get it out there. Okay. So, okay, that one takes care of that.
I have a question.
Yep. Oops, and I closed Visual Basic. I don't believe I did that.
Oh, no.
That's all right. No, it comes up fast the second time.
Yeah. It's
like sleepy rain first. So, now ask the question.
Okay, when this loads, there's no like select statement here like you had in the one we did the other day.
But it's over here.
Just that.
It's in the load module. In the load module, when we looked at this one the last time, I had put everything into the load module, or the vast majority of things into a load module. Then when we did it in class, I said, okay, instead of the load module, now let's do it in all in one. And so this had the select statements and everything that I needed, and it set up the adapters, and it set up the command builder for the one table that I am going to add to. Command builder is not needed if I'm not going to change the table. But if I'm changing the table, then I need the command builder. Because the command builder it builds a series of commands in, basically. And what you have is that the data adapter allows for selects. But if you want to start doing things like inserts and deletes and all that, then you need to get the command builder in there. Okay? Does that answer your question, or? Okay, so now I am going to open the one that we were working on last time, except I'm going to open it with some changes to it. And I said no, and that's not what I meant. Open project. And this is out on your website. If you go allow changes and deletions on the grid, so that's the one that I just loaded. So if you want it, you can download that. It's the second one.
What?
Okay, who's got the cheeseburger?
I was like, I smell food.
You're gonna have to share.
We're not kidding.
He's like, just so you know.
Okay, so you can download this one. Okay, so this is the one that we wrote in class, but then I added some more stuff to it. So this one is bringing everything over and putting it in the form. And I did in this one a lot of dimming up above and then setting down below, but as we said, I didn't really have the dim command string up at the top. I could have put the dim on the command string in the load, and that would have been fine. The difference is, if I dim it up above, then when I come down here, I'm using an equal. If I'm dimming it, then I have the as. But if I've already dimmed it up above, when I come down here, I have the equal. Because it's already been defined, now I'm saying make it equal to this. Okay? So if I dimmed it down below, I would take the as in it. Okay, so we did this last time, and I think everybody that was here got it working. And so we said, okay, we're going to have the drive, and we're going to have a command builder for it, because we're going to change it. And we said select asterisk from the drive, and we have the data adapter and the command builder. And then I said fill drive DT. Now I've added some other things here. Those are not in what you had, those last two lines. Those are because when I was adding in stuff I was going to do, I needed to have the command currency manager and that sort of thing. Okay, so what I did on this one is I am going to be able to make changes to the grid. So let's bring it up. Okay. So there is the first record. I'm showing the first record. And I was feeling lazy, so the only thing you can do is go to next. Okay, I don't have previous, and I don't have first and last and all the rest. You can just move through it at next, and it does recircle, so if you don't like what you got, you can go back and keep clicking next, and you'll eventually come up again. Okay, so if I click on show, it shows my grid. Okay, so I'm showing the area in the grid. Okay, and I'm also able to move through and see each one up here on the form. Okay, so I can move through and see the individual things, or I can work with the grid. So, if I go and I decide I would like to delete one of them, I can delete off the grid. Right now, this one only does changes and deletes off the grid. What?
Well, you got lazy, whatever.
Yeah, I ran out of names. Hungry Hurts happened to be in a billboard that I see a lot. So I remembered that one, and then I got to the... Yeah, right. yes, there's whatever, and whoever is the tribe chair of it. Okay, so maybe I should delete that one. Or I can change it. So if I come over here to whatever, and I put in here, give me a name. Okay, something. Okay, so I put in something, and I hit change. It's now changed it. And I go back out. And that's what you have to do to test it and see if it worked,
is to go back out and look and see if it's still there. Because if you only change it in memory and you go back out and load it back up again, then it's going to be the same as it was. The change was only temporary. If you actually go through with the change, you can test that best by going out. I mean, obviously, you can go look at the database. But the easiest way is just go out, come back in, and if the change has been made, then you know that it was permanent. So if I go down here and look on the change box, I did the update. Okay, so on the change, I did the update, and the update makes the permanent change on the database. So that update makes the permanent change. If I didn't click on the change, it wouldn't have made it. Okay. Then if I go back to the form and I decide, okay, I'm going to get rid of that one, I can hit delete and it's gone. Okay? And I can hit show and it will show that it's not there. And if I get out and I come back in and hit show, it's gone. So the delete worked. And with the delete, I came in and I did a remove, which removed it. Okay, so I said, using the currency manager, and that's why I set up the currency manager. Using the currency manager, remove whatever the current manager, the currency manager position is. In other words, the thing that where it is. So I highlighted the thing I wanted to delete. And so that's the one that has the currency manager current position. Okay, it's the current position. Whatever the currency manager is at is what's going to get removed. Okay, so this one is going to get removed, but it wouldn't be a permanent remove if I didn't do the update. Okay. So basically, I went in and I added in the change and the delete using the grid. And to do that, I set up the currency manager and I bound the currency manager. I bound the currency manager to the table so that the currency manager will move through when it's bound to the table. I also filled the text boxes. Because in the one you did, I was only using the text boxes for ads, but I decided why not fill it and have them there for this. But when I did that, I also needed to add in a clear. Because if I wanted to add something, I needed to clear out those text boxes to allow me to add. So I also put in a clear routine that let me clear out the text boxes. That does nothing to the database. It just touches the text boxes. It cleared those out so that I could do an add. Okay. Because otherwise they were full. And if I want to do an ad, I wanted to clear them out. When we originally did it on Tuesday, we were just using it for an ad, so I didn't have the data go into it. I didn't do the fill text boxes. And since I didn't do the fill text boxes, there was nothing there, so it was clear, and I could use it for the ad. But once I got to the fill text boxes, I'm putting all the data in there. Okay. The next one is the one I called add delete. Okay, so bring up the one I called add delete. And what I did here was I said, I can add and I can delete, and this is the place where I'm making it permanent. So if I just do the add or just do the delete, it's not permanent. The change, meaning change the database, made it permanent. Okay. So, on this one, I've got a record in there, and I have all of these buttons, and I can go to next, previous, and all the rest of it. Okay. Now, the first thing I did here is I bound, this is one way of doing it. There's a gazillion ways of doing this. In this one, I bound the data and the to the text boxes. So I have my text boxes and I bound them. And there's two ways that you can do the binding, and I put them both up there and I commented one way out. But essentially what the binding is doing is binding the text box to the data. Okay, it's combining them, it's binding them to the data, so that the data is now associated with the text box. Notice that on one of these I wrote table zero and the other I wrote table stew. That tells me that instead of using data table, I used a data set. And a data set is made up of multiple tables. And so I have to be specific about which table I'm talking about. And I can either do that with an index, which is I want the zero, meaning the first table, or I want table stew, meaning that was the first one that I put in there. Actually, it was the only one. I only put one in there, so there is only one table. Okay. So I bound the data to it, and then when I came down here, I have my new record, and I can add my new record, and it looks exactly the same as the one that we looked at last time. I can do a delete, which means I can do the remove, again, exactly the same as what I just added in here. And then when I finally do the change does the update. And it can be written just alone, or you can do the try-catch, which is kind of a good way of doing it because it throws up an error if there's a problem. But you could have just written it that way alone. What I did when this one is I kind of moved forward and backwards so that it allowed me to do an add. If I went to the last, and I'm trying to add the data set, okay? I don't know why I went to last. I thought was thinking I had something there. So I can add 9654. And then, so I'm doing the add with taking in the data. Susan Doe. And major CI and city Hingham MA GPA 4 year ended 2012 credits 67. Okay. So now I've added a record, and then I do the change database, and hopefully it is there. So I'm going to end it, and I'm going to go back in and look. And if I go to the last and then move previous, there she is. Okay, so I just added the record. And on this one, I added the record by taking in the data. Okay, on the other one, I cleared out the boxes, and then I could add the record. On this one, I added the record by pulling in the data. Okay? If I decide to change the town, and I click on change, hopefully it will change it. Okay, so now Susan lives in Braintree. So I can go in and change. And then if I want to delete, I hit the delete and I end it. And it is going to still be there because I didn't hit change afterward. I just hit the delete, which removed it from memory but didn't permanently remove it. Actually, I meant to go in and permanently remove it. All right. So there's last. I'll go to previous, hit delete, and then hit change database. And then end. And if I come back in here and go to last and go to previous, it's gone. Okay, it was the next to the last one, the little number, so it's gone. But all of these required that I do the update. I ran into problems on this one with the add. And that's why I did the move back and forth once. And I actually should try doing that out and seeing if it works all right. But I was having problems with it. And so I just, when I did the add, I think it was the add. Might have been the delete. And so if I move off position and back on position, it worked just fine. But that was an interesting problem. So this is an alternate way that you can do it, but this one involved binding all of the fields. Okay. Now, questions? Okay.
When you do the change database?
Yes.
It's just taking whatever the currency manager is on, right? Why do you...
No, that was just to move it around. I was having trouble with something, and I'm trying to remember now why I did that. I should have looked. I think it was the delete, and by backing it up one and then replacing it... Actually, you can try taking that out and seeing what happens. If I take this out and comment it out. Okay, where is the comment thing? There it is. So I commented that out now. Okay. So, let's try to delete somebody. John Doe seems like a good one to delete. Okay, so John Doe is going. So I'm going to delete him, and I'm going to hit change, and we'll see if John Doe is gone. Yep, John Doe is gone. So maybe it was with the add. I'm going to try to do an add. So I'm going to add 9900. No, I don't want it right at the end. 6600, we'll try. Watch me have picked a number that's already there. Okay, and then hit change, and then end. And then next, eventually we'll find 6600. And there she is, and it worked fine. So whatever I ran into, it seems to have been fixed.
And that was my workaround, basically, is I was having problems with something. I guess I didn't try changing something. So I will make that Hingham and change and end. And 6666 should now be Hingham. No, it didn't change it. Okay, so that is probably why I was having problems. Hingham. And here I thought it was the add and delete. Okay, there's Hingham. Change database. End. Start over again. I should have chosen a number earlier. Stays Braintree. Okay, now let me take those out and run it. And next, 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 next. And change it now to Hingham. And change database and end. And come back in. And go to 6666. Oops. That was stupid. And it's now Hingham. So that's what apparently I was having problems with. Is it was not making the change on the form. Until I moved off it. Basically, it was not letting me change it in this particular manner because I wasn't using binding here. And it would not... Wait a minute, I am using binding. It would not unless I moved off it. So that's what I was doing up there, was moving off it. And there's got to be a better workaround than that. But that was my workaround. And actually, I started writing another one, but I didn't want to... there was something I want to fix on it. And so we're going to look at another one on Monday, on Tuesday. Another version of this. It's a little... doing a few kind of neat new things they added that I wanted to try. So that's where the problem was. Okay, the last thing I want to do... is I want you to go into, use the wizard to populate a grid. And I want to go through this. Basically, there's the handouts that go with it. But basically what I want to do is using the wizard. I want you to play with the wizard. Okay. So, I'm going to hope that I do it right. I hate the wizard. But you can go through and look at it, and we'll see if it basically does it. So, I'm going to close this.
Start new.
And start a new thing. So, I'm going to close the solution and do a file new project. Okay? So, I'm going to put this out on my flash drive. In here. And I'm going to call it TriGrid or TriWizard. TriWizard 1. And say okay. Now, what I'm going to do is take a
data grid view and put it up here. And once I get it up there, I'm going to come over to the side and I'm going to dock it. And if I click on dock, and I just clicked on the center, it now makes it full screen. So I clicked on dock and I made it full screen. Okay. So now I've got it sitting there. And if you follow through the notes, that goes through the notes. And I should probably do a save at some point. Okay, now I'm going to take a database and put this inside the database. And I'm actually going to put it, and we'll look and see what it does when we do this in a minute. But I'm going to go out here and I'm going to find my database. And I want one of the ones that has the donor, I guess, so I'll go with donor form. And in the debug, I have the database. So I'm going to copy that. And I'm going to go back and find the one that I called. Did I put it in there or did I just? No, I didn't. Try wizard one. There it is. So I'm going to put that in the place where I put it in the debug. There it is. Okay, so I put it in the debug just so I have the database there. And we're going to look at it, and it kind of does some interesting things. Okay, so that's all set, and I can close that up. So now I come over here, and I click on that. And this is the wizard. And right now, it's got it set up so it is enabled adding, editing, deleting, and column reordering. Is not checked. So it has claimed that I can add, change, and delete. If I don't want to do those things, I uncheck those. Okay, but that's what it's claiming that it's going to allow. We're not going to do that yet. We'll play with this a little bit more on Tuesday, and I wanted to take a picture and put the picture in. Okay. So I'm clicking on this and I bring it up. Now I'm going to click on choose data source. You okay? Is she found?
Yeah, she just needs to know. Well, she missed a step. All window forms. Yeah.
It puts down under data.
And it ends up having fill in it. Okay, so now I come up here and I click on this little arrow, and that says choose data source. So at that point, I say add project data source because it tells me that it has none for me to choose from. So I'm saying add project data source, and hopefully you're doing this along with me.
Yep.
Okay. Now it is saying, okay, what do you want? And I wanted to get it from a database. So I'm clicking on database, and then I say next. And I want it to be a data set, so I'm clicking on that and saying next. And this is kind of interesting thing we'll see in a few minutes. So I'm saying a new connection, and I'm going to click Microsoft Access database file. Okay, so this is giving you the ability to access SQL Server, Oracle Access, and then there's a whole lot of others that you can put in there as well. So we're picking Access because we're using Access. Okay, so use this selection to connect to a Microsoft Access database file, etc. So I'm picking Access. And then I say Continue. And it says database file name. So I need to browse. And I need to find the database. And I'm going to tell it to use this database. Okay, so I've told it where the database is. So now I'm going to test the connection. Okay, so I'm testing the connection. And it comes back and tells me that the connection succeeded. Okay, so I know that it made the connection. So then I click on OK, and always do that. Always text the connection here. Advanced lets you set up different kinds of security or things like that, but we're just going with regular text connection. And then I say OK. And so it's now got the connection. And the next thing I do is I click on Next. And this is the one that gets interesting. The connection you selected uses a local data file that is not in the current project. I claim it is.
Yeah, we put it there.
Yeah. However, the connection you selected uses a local file that is not in the current project. Would you like to copy the file to your project and modify the connection? If you copy the data file to your project, it will be copied to the project's output directory each time you run the arrow. Press F1 for information on controlling this behavior. Okay. Yeah.
Just say yeah.
Right. For now, we're going to say yes, and we're going to see what yes gets us. So we're saying yes, and then we're going to click on next again. And now it is giving me the data that I can use. I've told it the database, but I haven't told it what tables or views that I can use. So if I click on tables, or actually I can expand it. And so I can be very specific here. I can click on tables. If I just want stuff from the drive table, it's got all that. But I can unclick some of these such that I only see specific fields. I can pretty much choose what I want to see. Okay.
That's kind
of
cool.
Huh?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, that is a helpful thing. And if I do views, I had a bunch of views in this particular database. So if I click on views, it brings up all the views that I have. And what a view is, if you remember, in Access, is a view can be combining two or three tables. So you can set up a view that combines two or three tables in the way that you want it with just certain fields that you want. And then you can use that view. And it's a lot easier lots of times to go into Access and set these up than it is to do it. So I could pick one of these. I can pick whatever I want to. Okay? So I'm going to just get rid of that, and then I can pick whatever I want. Three tables. So I'm going to pick that view. Okay. And then I say finish. then I go in here. And there is my view. Okay. So I've got things from all three tables in there because I went and made that view. And we can look at the view in a minute. But notice what happened is it's got a donor data set, it's got the binding, and it has got the data adapter, and it brought all of those things in. And if you click on any one of those, there's the data adapter, there's the binding source where it's bound everything up, there's the donor data set that it's set up. So it's set up everything for you automatically. Okay? And there's my output. So that's using the wizard. And for quick and easy things that you want to do, surely the wizard is the way to go. The wizard also gets a little iffy when you want to do something complex. Okay. So there it is. If I close it and I go back here and say view code, that's it. Okay, that's the code that it generated. It did a fill. And it basically said, take the adapter and fill it with the three tables, which is part of the donor data set. And that literally is all it did. Okay?
Why is that code this big? And everything else code this big?
Because it's doing magic behind the scenes. All those little things showing up at the bottom are the magic behind the scenes that it's doing. So that's all the code that you have. Now, the interesting thing is, and notice also over here, it is set up donor ACCDB, it's set up the donor data set, it's set up the form, it's set everything up over here. So it's automated everything, and when it works, it's very, very good. And when it doesn't work, it's horrid. And when you start trying to do maintenance, it starts to get horrid sometimes. So now if I go in, back over here, and I go into documents, not documents, sorry, go into the drive and go and find that wizard thing. Okay, which one am I doing? What's the name of this? Oh, it wasn't in DBMS. It's Wizard 1. Okay, so now I'm going to look, and look what's shown up. This donor ACCDB has shown up there. Okay, and it was added at 1:20 today, so it was added as we were doing it. So when I clicked on the yes, it put it there. Okay, now, and no, it didn't move it.
No, because you got two copies of it.
I've got two copies of it. So I've now got two copies of it. Okay, so there it is where I put it, and there it is. So, if I do this without putting anything in there and then try to do the connection, I can connect to it from any place. And I also want you to experiment with the no. So go back and try this again, just because you might as well go and just do it from scratch and make sure you can. What did I say I wanted to do? No. I want to close the project. Okay, so go back in and do another one. And experiment with hitting no, putting it in and hitting no, and also with just connected to a remote database someplace else.
small. I thought I had her still.
Can you have more than one data grid view on your farm at a time?
Sure. I think you'd have to click, yeah. That would actually be interesting. You'd have to then set up two of these for it.
Go through the wizard.
Go through the wizard thing twice. Yes and no.
The yes and no. Because I click no and it still does it, so I'm not.
It still put it in the second place.
Well, I didn't even put it in. I just did it without putting it in.
Okay, and it put it in there.
It went into my full folder from CIS 120 and grabbed and accessed the database from there.
Okay.
So I didn't even put it in.
Right. So the no means it makes a copy every time. So if you go in.
Well, yes, it's going to make the second copy.
Yes.
Every time.
Right. Yes. And that means that it will not. The yes means, I'm trying to remember what the yes means and what the no means. The yes, the one that gets you a second copy, means that it will not necessarily have the changes you made in the past. What did I do with my toolbar? There it is. Okay, so data grid view and docket. Okay, and she said if you want to, you can put two grids on here.
Well, I just noticed something. I don't even have it in my project. Because I didn't put it there, and then I hit no.
Yeah.
It doesn't take it. How it ran, I don't know.
You don't have, it's
if
got
to go in there, there's no database.
Okay, I should have not put mine in. Let me try it. It's pointing to the original. Mm-hmm. Let me get rid of, because I went back and put mine in. It's pointing to the original, and that's a good point. So I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to remove it. Okay, delete. Okay, so now it's got nothing in there. Okay, so now I'm going to go and say, all right, data grid, none, add the project data source. It's a database. Next, new connection. Notice it doesn't ask about Microsoft again. When you do it the second time, you know, the first time you had to, it assumes you're doing access. If you want to change that, then you have to click on the change button. But once you've made the decision that you want to do access, it makes the assumption that you're doing access. And you can change it, but you'd have to do it. Okay, so browse, and I'm going to find a database name, and I'll take the one in Wizard 1. Okay, so I'm just going to point to wherever it is, because I'm in Wizard 2 now. And so it says test connection. It finds it just fine. Okay, next. Okay, so now we're hitting no, and saying next, and we're picking something, whatever we want to pick. So, pick that one, and show everything in it, and finish. Okay, so now if I run this, it's showing all of the stuff. Okay? And so we can see that it's showing everything. And then we get out of here. And as he said, wrong place. Wizard 2. There's no database there. There's no database there. There's no database there. So what it's doing is it's connecting to the database that you said you wanted to connect to. Okay, it hasn't moved it to be a part of the project. It is now connecting out to that database. Okay.
Which I guess if you have a certain project that requires the use of database on certain different levels, I guess just leaving it in one place, it really
right,
make
right,
a difference.
Right, right. So this one is now connecting to a central database. Okay, as opposed to making a copy to put into yours, it's going with the central database.
So, technically, we don't even have to manually put it in. We could just hit the yes and then
right.
make a copy.
Right, but what you don't want to do is do this when you're sending stuff to me.
Yeah.
Because then when it tries to link to the database that you have set up,
yeah, we're going to put a copy of it.
You know, it's going to be looking in your machine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be following whatever path you have. If I have the same path, then that would work fine. But it's going to be looking. If it's not part of the project, then it's going to be looking to wherever you put in the link. You know, you asked how it got it. And someplace in here, if we go down to data set, I think that would probably tell it. I'm looking for a place that's going to have the address. Okay, there's the data member, there's the data source. One of these should be giving me the address. And I'm not seeing the address. Huh. Donna 3, adapter. Is this wizard too? Data source. I swear I had found the address. Does anybody see the address?
I went on a.
It should be giving this.
I just clicked on the form and it gives you full path.
Okay, the form itself does.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. I thought it was in the other. There's the full path. That's what I was looking for. But that's for the form, not for the data. Okay, so that's not for the data. Okay, here's the donor data set. That's where it is. I had to remember. That's what it has set up, but that's just set up the full path to the donor data set, but it's not telling what the data set does. That's why I thought it was in data set. Huh. Well, it has the address and it's stored internally, but I could have sworn that it was going to show up on donor data set, and I'm either hallucinating or they've changed it. And that's why when you change things around so often, so much is happening in the background that you don't really have access to. Okay, we're basically done. What I'm going to do on Tuesday is show you the other program that I'm doing. As I said, I've got a few things I want to tweak in it. And we'll look at the grid a little bit more, the wizard a little bit more and do a maintenance with the wizard basically and get frustrated and
let's do no homework until like 3 weeks from now.
Oh, is that would be when this course is over.
Oh, Okay, the final. That works for you. That works for you. You're lining up, right?
Yeah.
You're good with that.
Unfortunately, this is a dictatorship, not a... not a democracy. So therefore, you lose, I win. The next thing we're going to look at after this is databases, is websites. And we're going to look at what your book talks about on websites, and we're going to look at the Web Matrix, which is a Microsoft product that really makes making databases with Visual Basic so much easier. Web Matrix. So we're going to look at that starting next week and then the following weeks. That's the end of what we have to do.
So class is Monday, right?
Right. Well, Wednesday is Monday.
Oh, next week?
Yeah.
Why?
Patriots Day. I don't get it all, so.
What days are we meeting?
We meet the same.
So the Monday class?
But if you have Monday classes, they're on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Monday classes.
So there's no Wednesday classes next week.
Right. You know, what they basically do is get rid of one day because there's so many Mondays, and then throw in snow days for Mondays, and Monday's a disaster.
That's how I ended up with my hardware fundamentals going so long.
It's because of all the snow.
Because we lost like 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks.
And with the one credit course, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
In most classes, you can't do that.
Nope.
All righty, we are done. Now I think we're going to be thrown out of here now.
Two, right?
Right, because another class comes in here.
Comes in.
Right.
So anybody that wants help after two, basically the main lab, maybe or no, there might be something else open, another room.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Probably done because it really would take this long.